News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Surgeons are reportedly seeing a big increase in the kind of injuries that were normally associated with motorcycle crashes happening with people who were riding e-bikes. So much so, it's been nicknamed Lime Bike Leg after the popular bike rentals in London. And one of the surgeons who's dealing with Lime Bike Leg is Dr. Jerry Sang, who is Senior Clinical Lecturer in Trauma and Orthopaedic Surgery at Queen Mary University. Jerry, what are you seeing presenting in your hospital?
Good morning, Anton. Yeah, thank you for having me on. I guess what we're seeing are injuries that, like you say, normally associated with motorcycle accidents or moped accidents. And so what the type of injuries we're seeing are dislocations of the ankle or of the knee, fractures of the shin bone or the tibia. And often these are open injuries where the bone pierces through the skin and the muscle. So, you know, these are not typical injuries that we see in the past, people riding, you know, bicycles. So, yeah, it's a sort of new pattern of injury.
I realise it requires a bit of a leap of inference on your part, but when you look at the injuries, can you get a sense of if they are caused by speed or is it that the weight of the bike, people get wrapped up in it in the crash?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so one of the unique features of, I guess, of Lime Bike Leg is that what we're seeing less so are the kind of simple twisting injuries that you might get a sort of simple ankle fracture from, but what we're seeing is sort of like crush injuries, really. And it's partly, we think, primarily due to the weight of the bike and the where the distribution of that weight is in and around the sort of the pedals. And as it lands on the person, on the rider, it causes this crushing injury, which we don't, you know, typically see with bicycles because they're, you know, much lighter. I think these Lime bikes are, you know, almost about 30 kilograms, really. So, yeah, all that weight as you fall, the impact of the fall and then the bike landing on top of you causes this crushing injury. So you can, it's not absolute, but you can sort of see a pattern with these types of injuries.
And what's the treatment for an injury of that nature?
Yeah, it varies. I guess if you're fortunate at the kind of less severe end of the spectrum, it can be a ligament sprain or an ankle sprain or an abrasion or contusion to the skin and muscles. I guess at the very severe end, what we're seeing are open injuries where, you know, the bone comes through the skin and the muscle. And for those, you would need surgery. So you're often talking about surgery to fix the bone. And in very extreme cases, needing skin or muscle grafts to reconstruct the loss of the soft tissues overlying the bone. And then sometimes you're needing to do sort of ligament reconstructions of knees and ankles because of the associated dislocations.
That must mean months of rehabilitation.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So obviously at the extreme end, at the more severe end, you're looking at, a period of sort of days and weeks in hospital. Then you're looking at, you know, using crutches for an order of, you know, of a few weeks. And then actually the recovery of these injuries, most patients don't get back to their kind of very best they would get after recovery till about 12, 18 months after the injury, after the surgery. And obviously, that does mean impact on how they live their lives from day to day, you know, their ability to work, their ability to take part in hobbies and socialize. So yeah, these injuries do have an impact, an ongoing impact, you know, beyond the surgery and the period in hospital.
Now, if you're on a motorbike, you're likely, if you're safety conscious, to be wearing twist resistant boots. You'll have body armor for knees, hips, elbows, back protectors, even airbags. For people on bicycles, what's the way to avoid all of this?
Yeah, that's I guess part of the issue with the type of injury is, I guess people are not really expecting to sustain this type of injury and a bit more maybe relaxed about going on these bikes. The sort of usual advice about wearing a helmet, although it's not going to prevent you getting a leg injury. Obviously, the most common injury falling bicycle accidents is a head injury, and so we'd obviously advocate wearing a helmet. I guess it's being familiar with the bike, so knowing how it handles, knowing and being aware that it handles differently to a normal bicycle that we all sort of rode as children. Avoid it, being familiar with your surroundings, the sort of the layout of the road and the flow of the traffic. And then I guess other things such as, you know, avoiding distractions, not using your phone whilst you're using the bike. Avoiding alcohol, obviously that's going to impair your judgment and your ability to react to any changes on the road. So those are the main things that you can do to avoid this type of injury.
Jerry, thanks very much for coming on the program this morning. That is Dr. Jerry Tsang, who is Senior Clinical Lecturer in Trauma and Orthopaedic Surgery at Queen Mary University. Texts to say, never mind the e-bikes. Regarding electric scooters, yesterday, one was driving beside me in a bicycle lane and was maintaining a continuous 40 kilometers an hour, not even so much as a knee pad or a glove, never mind a helmet. Death trap. If you have a view, 53106 or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.